as we go through the holiday season, I want us to really, really be empowered to celebrate. And one of the ways I want us to do that, particularly right now, is by journeying with Alan as he talks with us about overcoming a major challenge that began in his childhood and took him into his adulthood, where finally he turned things around. And please note that there's an extended period of music interplay towards the beginning of this segment, simply because I had a difficult time getting connected with our guest by way of phone. And so feel free to just fast forward past the music if you want to. But those of you who would rather continue to enjoy the music all the way through to the conversation starts, feel free to do that. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you on board. I'm telling you what, it is sure enough good to have you on board. You're in the right place for more of a powerful week of motivation. We're going to be hearing from Al McDougall a little later in this hour. Not much later, but a little later in this hour. He gave me a call just a little while ago and let me know that he would be joining us a little later than anticipated, but he will be joining us. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a wonderful conversation. When he joined us previously, he talked about his journey of really living life in the pit. He talked about how he had been abused, or rather, really abused and neglected by his mother as a child, he and his siblings. His father was there with them, but for various reasons, just would not step in and shut down the madness that was being caused by his mother. Alan talked about how he became an alcoholic at an early age and spent many, many years in the bottle, letting the bottle just drain life from him and drain life from who would later become his wife and their children. I want to put you on hold with War, City, Country, City, while I take a look at the phone, because this may be him. Stay with me. I'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about that saxophone solo? I wanted to give you some great energetic music, some music with some good energy. As we move through this week of motivation, we are on Thursdays, next to the last day. But believe me when I say, don't be thinking like that. If you all are just joining us, I'm telling you, you're still joining us on a good day. Alan McDougall, bringing so much power. As I was mentioning, he shared with us the last time he and I spoke about how life was, his journey had just been such a dramatic one for so many years. I mentioned to you how he had a rough start at home. He shared with us how his mother made things a bit dramatic His father, for various reasons, didn't step in and shut down the madness. And we can understand that. But it led to some decisions on Allen's part that really set him up for some difficult times in life. He began to spend much more time than necessary with the bottle. And that bottle began to spend a lot of time draining him as a result. He got to a point where he did not really value the way he would have liked to the importance of being with his family, his wife and their children. And he went on, and I tell you what, his life just went downhill more and more, but he didn't allow his life to continue to go downhill. He made some decisions that not only brought him out of the doldrums, but brought him to a place in life where he is now empowered himself to empower us to live life the way it was intended to be lived. And I tell you what, Allen, it is so good to have you back with us. How have you been since the last time we spoke?
Well, I've been well up to the last 30 seconds, Carl, because when you have an introduction like that, you make me very nervous. I have some pretty high expectations to fulfill now.
I tell you what, anyway, we are confident you will meet those expectations easily. And it is so good to have you back. I have just been so amazed. You know, I was still reading your book and reading about, for example, something that you and I did not talk about when we spoke last, and that has to do with the fact that amongst your numerous accomplishments, one of them has been the fact that you've obtained, at the very least, a master's degree.
Yes, I did. I finished out, I had a goal set. We talk about goal setting and business plans, and you know, Carl, if certain people heard me speak today on the air or in private about business plans, they would say, that's not the Al McDougall I knew a few years ago, and I'm still not a great one for writing down and for doing a business plan, but I'm going to get into that in a few minutes. But my goal was, one of my goals that I set for myself when I came out of the alcoholism world, if you would, was to write a book. And I knew that in order to be successful in this world and have the book of success and to be seen as society as this worthwhile, valuable book, it wasn't just about overcoming addiction. So I tried to live a life of value to write a book of value. So one of the goals I set, like I said, was to get my undergraduate and my master's degree. And I set a goal to get my master's degree from the U of Mass in Amherst before the age of 56. And I received it, my birthday's in August, and I received my degree in June, 2 months before my birthday. And so I set about getting ready to write the book. But the master's degree just gave me a level of confidence, and I could have never done it by not surrounding myself with good people that helped me, and I in turn hopefully helped them somewhat. But that's the story of the master's degree. Was I set a goal to get my undergraduate degree. Then I springboard from that on to getting my master's.
That is just awesome. I'm serious. That is awesome. I take my hat off to you because there had to be a lot of decision-making to go into that. There had to be a lot of inward energy, a lot of emotional as well as mental energy that you put forth, because you're talking about a major transition in your life from where you were 30 years ago, 40 years ago, to the point where you said, you know what, not only do I want the master's degree, I'm going to get it. And you got it. That is such a success story. Just the fact that you had the inward fortitude to desire and then to pursue the desire and then to achieve the desire.
Well, thank you, Carl. I was going to ask you a favor. I'm just sitting here in my office at work, and I was going to see if I can put you on the speakerphone. Yeah, would you mind trying that and see if I still come in okay?
Don't mind at all.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, I hear you okay.
You hear me fine?
Yes. Okay. And I'll just turn that up a little bit.
That gives me a little bit of latitude here.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That volume is good. So you got your master's degree. You mentioned that goal setting is important, and of course, one of the things that we're learning is that that is so important in many areas of life and for people of all ages. I mean, even children in middle school can set goals and find out the importance of setting goals the right way. Before you begin to, let me ask you this. We're going to be focusing on business principles and leadership principles today, and I know that goal setting is a part of that. in talking about business and goal setting, when we talk about the goal setting part of it, is that something that would lend itself easily to talking about how kids could go about developing the skill of setting goals? Is that something that we should talk about before we start getting into business principles, or could we make that a part of the discussion of business principles?
Well, I think we could use it as a flow into it, because let's just say I believe, and I am no expert on this, but I know when I went to school, which I hated going to school, there wasn't any subjects. Now, it's been a long time since I was in grade school, of course, in high school, but there weren't any subjects pertaining to business plans or moving forward. We either graduated high school to become a farmer or to get a job in a blue collar factory and or move on to university. So I know that back then there was a great void, and there also, I believe, is a void today. But the thing that I just came to my mind about setting goals is, as my friend Les Brown said, you know, as you look at your life, are you shooting, you know, when you shoot for the for the stars or for the moon, are you aiming too low and hitting, or are you, you know, is that your issue? So we have to aim high. So I guess one thing I want people to remember from goal setting is don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself to the goals, because if I had have done that, I would have only finished up my undergraduate with that goal set and not moved forward.
Gotcha. And so they're setting goals. For example, a child in middle school might want to set a goal of graduating from middle school with a certain grade point average, having taken certain courses, and as they prepare for high school, a high school student may decide, you know what, by the time I graduate, I would like to have participated in X number of committees at this school. I'd like to have a grade point average of such and such. And I'm saying those things to ask you this, even with our young people, do they need to be as specific as adults need to be when it comes to goal setting? Or can they be?
I'm sorry, Carla. I didn't mean to intervene. I think that's a great question, because, as I said, you can limit yourself, but you also need to, I think this is where you need to have a group of people, what I call a mastermind group, that you trust, maybe even two people, three people that you trust and you feel confident that you can express your goals and your desires, ask for their input. And that's what I did way back in 20 years ago with a group called a mastermind group that I joined. And that also gave me some responsibility, because during the week, we only met once a week, but in the interim, we called each other and said, how are you doing with your goals? So my pride wouldn't let me say I haven't done anything, so it forced me to do something so I could answer that person. I, in turn, called other people to see how they were doing, because we met every Friday morning and set the goals for the week. I used to think the goal setting was for a lifetime. I wrote my book with a goal to record three tapes a week and send them off to get my book done. That's the only goal, was a week at a time. Sometimes goals are a month at a time. So don't discount the short-termness of a goal.
Okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're already getting some great insight on how to basically order our lives, partly by setting goals and doing that the right way. Stay with us. Alan McDougall, our host for the hour, will be right back. If you haven't been with us, you've been missing it. A powerful week of motivation.